A podcast that shines a light on the positive, healthy, hopeful projects going on in Humboldt County. We'll talk about things that are happening to help everyone live a better life and what things you can do in your corner of the world. Look, we know about the problems. We talk about them, read about them in the news, and see it every day too. That's what drives us to want better and to be part of the good. My name is Juliette Ferry, and I will be your host of the Humboldt Healthcast, which is another community project of the Humboldt IPA here in Eureka. The Humboldt IPA is sponsoring a Veterans Day run and Community Connections Fair in Eureka on Saturday, November 13th. And today we're talking to the people who had the original idea and are a very big part in making it happen. Mike and Ella Price are married and have two young kids. They both grew up in Humboldt County and met in high school. Mike commissioned as an officer in the U.S. Air Force and served 12 years active duty. And now, as a veteran, he continues to serve in the Air Force Reserves as a C-17 pilot. Ella is a nurse and serves our local veterans as an RN and health coach at the Eureka VA Clinic. Thank you both for being on here.
Thank you for having us.
Yeah, thanks for having us.
You're welcome. Our other guest, Irina Estes, is a producer of this podcast, and she's also the back office manager and lead medical assistant at the Priority Care Center. And she and her husband, Heath, are both U.S. Army veterans who met while being stationed in Germany and moved to Eureka after completing their service 7 years ago. Irina has served as an emergency room medic in Afghanistan, as well as a platoon sergeant and lead battalion medic in garrison. And thank you, Irina, for just your awesomeness always. And thank you for being on the podcast today.
Thank you. I'm excited to be a part of this episode on this end of things, as opposed to just the back end of things, as always.
Great. So thank you all for being on today's episode. And thank you all for your service to our country. How about we start with just the run? That's what this episode is about, is talking about the run and promoting the run. And whoever wants to start with the story of like how this all came about.
I think Irina should start. She came up with the idea.
Thank you. Yes. So the idea of the podcast started, the run started years ago, actually, when I first noticed it, that we don't have any type of event and or run or any type of fun run for Veterans Day here locally. And it, in us going about this process, found out that there used to be something like that. And I'm not sure exactly where it was, but it certainly hasn't happened in the last 7 years that I've lived here. And finally voiced that idea to the podcast team here and got awesome feedback. And our colleague Robin had a connection there with Ella, who said, I have this friend that works at the VA, this running buddy, and I'm sure she would love to be a part of it, and connected us. That led to myself and Heath connecting with Ella and Mike for dinner and just bouncing a bunch of ideas off of each other, and just really loving the idea of not only doing a fun run, which now has turned into a 5K and a 10K run, but also the idea of bringing veterans together, veteran organizations together, and just connecting them with the community that they live in and potentially serve.
But when you know that you're going to be speaking to someone who is connected, you know, was a veteran, or Ella, the wife of a veteran and someone who served, like, do you just feel like an instant camaraderie, like right away? Or is it just the apprehension of talking to anyone you don't know?
Oh, we just like to joke that it was kind of like a blind date. You know, we were kind of set up, meeting Irina and Heath for the first time. They just showed up for dinner at our invitation, and it did feel instantly kind of like their family, because they know the military lifestyle, they know what it's like to be a part of the military community, and it kind of just felt like so natural to have them into our home.
That's awesome.
I couldn't agree more that of course there's the jitters of meeting someone new, like you would for any blind date, as Ella said, but it was almost instantaneous that fear went away once we met. And then there's so much to connect on, not only from your experience, but like these hopes and goals that we have for this event and the project and our community in general. It was something like a solid platform to kind of build off of and go from.
That's great. What would you say, you know, Mike, since we haven't heard from you just yet, what would you say that your hopes are for this event, the run and the Connections Fair afterwards?
Yeah, that's a great question. I think I'd have a couple hopes. I think for one is to show some community support for the veterans in our community, and just to show that they're appreciated, but also to get different veterans groups and people associated with the military just connected with each other and start building that kind of sense of community. I know I can speak for myself as a veteran that one of the hardest things about leaving the service, at least for me leaving the active duty side of it, was losing the built-in community that you have. And I think it's something that I felt like I was very, you know, well prepared to get out and it would be a very smooth transition. And I think it was surprising to me just how challenging it was just losing that sense of community. And so, you know, we want to be a part of building community wherever we are, but especially with fellow veterans. And then finally, I think it'd be hopefully a way to get some veterans kind of plugged into the community and showing them different opportunities where they can volunteer their time with different service organizations. I think a lot of us join the military because we have a sense of service and we like being a part of something bigger than ourselves. And that doesn't have to stop when you get out of the military. There's so many ways that you can contribute to something bigger in yourself and whatever that is. So hopefully that the community fair after the race will just highlight maybe a few of those opportunities. And it's also just a great way to highlight the outdoor opportunities we have in Humboldt County. I mean, we're blessed with so many beautiful forests and trails. And this McKay track is a really special place. And sometimes it just takes showing people it, right? Some people don't feel comfortable going and exploring a trail they've never been on before. So hopefully this kind of shows the community, hey, this is a public trail and one of the many places in Humboldt where you can get outside and do something healthy.
Yeah, that's awesome. I love that whole description of just like, you know, feeling prepared to leave your service and then kind of feeling just like, you didn't really say feeling out of place, but feeling like there's, you know, what else can I do? You know, you've just exited this job of service and now like who are you relying on? You know, who's relying on you? Kind of like just want that sense of community in a different way. The mission of this podcast is to shine a light on the good things in the community. That's where this idea all came up from Irina, quite honestly, was the one who had the original idea, and then it's morphed into what it's become. And so, because we all know, we live in Eureka, you know, we live in this area, we know the complaints, you know, we are faced with them every day. And so that's what we wanted to do, was shine a light on the good things. So, Irina, maybe you could speak a little bit to this of like how, we've all said it a little bit, but how is this run and the Connections Fair, how is that going to be part of the good in your opinion?
Just to echo kind of what Mike was saying, that not only is it going to give an opportunity for veterans to connect with each other and other veteran organizations, but for the community to do the same. We're all part of the same community. And that's kind of what one of my hopes is, that not only are we connecting veterans to each other in the community, but the community to our veterans. We all have so much to offer, not just veterans, all of us. We're all a part of this. We all live here. We all want the best for Eureka and Humboldt County and this beautiful place. And we're all responsible for that. It's not the government's job. It's not, you know, we are all individuals who are responsible for making this place better. And I feel like we should all hold that responsibility highly, because that's the only way that we're going to move forward. And myself personally, just being living here for the past 7 years, I feel so lucky and blessed not only to live in such a beautiful place, but to watch it transform in the short time that I've been here, seeing the parts of Eureka that have been cleaned up and beautified and more murals and more, just pulling out all of the different roots of this place. There's so much potential. I just feel like this event that's going to happen will not only pull out our veterans and empower them more to continue to serve their community, but also remind the community that you're a part of this too. We're all in this together. We all have similar goals that we're working towards, and we're definitely stronger together.
Absolutely. That's beautiful. And I love the way I have the same focus on health. It's like, you know, at the Priority Care Center, that's our clinic. And it's like, we're only at the doctors, you know, a small percentage of our life. It's up to us for what our health looks like overall. And that's kind of your theme as well, of like, we can just, there's always something to do regardless of your physical abilities. You know, there's always something that we can do. Anything to add, Ella or Mike?
Yeah. On that? Yeah, I'll chime in. I'm like 100% on board with like being outdoors, nature-based recreation, being like a prescription for health. Also having the social connection aspect is hugely important. Just thinking about all the insane things going on around us in our world with the pandemic, and just thinking, man, like how, I mean, I know for myself, like that is like one of the main things that I know to do to take care of myself, get out in nature, get exercise, be around others. Like that is vital to my personal health and well-being. And, I just read in Psychology Today, it was just saying that nature-based recreation has strong potential to improve mental health outcomes in areas of general well-being, resilience, restoration, and cognition, with additional potential for decreasing symptoms of anxiety, stress, and depression. And then social connection is similar. It helps lower anxiety and depression. It helps our self-esteem. Empathy helps us actually improve our immune systems. Who doesn't need that right now? So I feel like this Veterans Day event is promoting all of those benefits, the benefits of being outdoors, exercising, connecting with others for our veterans and for our whole community.
I love that. It's like hitting all, like you just said, it's hitting all the markers, all the good things. This run and fair is hitting all that. So why don't we get into the specifics? If, you know, Ella or Irina or Mike, whoever wants to take this question of like the specifics of the run, how do people take part? You know, what else do we need? Who can join? You know, let's get into the nitty gritty.
Well, like we mentioned, it's a 5 and a 10K run, the out and back, that'll happen at the McKay Trail on Saturday, November 13th. It's going to start at 10 a.m. We're going to try to do a hard start time of 10 a.m. for both of the races, and run or walk, whatever your ability is, if you want to participate in that. If you want to volunteer just to help either guide people from the parking lot to the race itself, we certainly have opportunities for that. And then followed by the actual race event, we're going to move over to the Humboldt Cider Gardens. And I'm sorry if I'm mispronouncing that, Mike or Ella, please correct me, where we'll have our award ceremony and the actual Community Connections Fair, where we hope veteran organizations will have either materials or things to share for veterans, and also where people can just come and chit-chat and connect with one another at that time.
Yeah, so we have a flyer, and there's a QR code on the flyer. So I've already seen people getting their phones out with that. And then the event is free to veterans in active duty, which is a super fun way to honor our veteran community. And we actually have friends, like active duty friends, who want to come travel all the way up to Humboldt for the race. So we're excited about that. But for everyone else, it's only $10, and you can purchase a shirt if you want. And I think Mike was maybe going to work on some social media promotion for us as well.
Yeah, absolutely. I'll get the Facebook page going pretty soon, put it out on social media. as well. But the QR code goes to the link to sign up for the race. And then you can do all the way up to, same day sign up if you're a real procrastinator, but ideally sign up early so we know how many people are coming and can run a smoother race. But yeah, we'll get, physical flyers distributed throughout the community as well as online. And so yeah, tell your friends about it.
Great. I will. I have been. We've been promoting it all along. And so it's just going to get more and more promotion. One thing, I guess, with the veterans, my brother-in-law is in the Navy. But for me, I didn't grow up in a military family. I don't really have, other than my sister marrying into the military, I don't have other experiences. What's something that, for each of you, would want, us civilians to know about military life or being a veteran? What's something that you wish we knew?
I guess I could go first. and I think you brought up a great point, and it's kind of part of a bigger trend in our country is we have a much smaller military than we used to. And the bases are big super bases that are concentrated in certain areas. So what that means is for a lot of Americans, they don't have a lot of connection to the military, which isn't their fault at all. It's just kind of the nature of having a smaller military and it concentrated in certain areas. And so I think for me, I'd say what comes with that is a little bit of like a civil military disconnect where there's kind of like maybe certain stereotypes about veterans, whether it's like the disabled veteran or the angry veteran. And I would just say like, everybody's military experience is really different, right? Like, I mean, there's such a broad and diverse range of people who join the military and such a diverse range of experiences, whether you're, you might be a doctor in the military, you might be driving a tank, but not everybody's, marching around shooting guns. It's a pretty broad, diverse range of experiences and people. And so maybe just with that, it's like, hey, there's all sorts of different types of veterans out there, and it's easy to kind of stereotype them into this sort of maybe disgruntled or low functioning group. And I'd like to just see that kind of, paradigm shift to be like, man, there's a lot of people that have a lot of skills and training and talents, and how can we get these people involved in our communities, right, when they're out of the service? And so I, that's what I would say. And just, that everybody's experience is different. good and bad and all in between.
I couldn't agree more with that, Mike. My husband and Heath and I always talk about that, how our experiences were so different. He was eager to get out because of, the units and leadership that he was in, whereas I probably could have stayed in longer we hadn't made the decision together to get out. Everybody's individual experience is different, and everybody sees it differently too. Like for me, I like to say that I joined for selfish reasons. There was a list of benefits that came with that job. I was 18 years old and I was ready to just get out of where I was. And there were so many things that were perks that I was like, this is a job and it's offering XYZ and the ability to travel and so on and so forth. And that's kind of how I saw it, was a contracted job that I was doing. And I think that's true for a lot of people. You're there to do a job, but you come home, you're still the same person that you were before you raised your hand and said yes. By the same token, it does change you. You are institutionalized. You go through a lot, and it's exactly how it is for most things. It either changes you for the better or changes you for the worse or somewhere in between. For myself personally, I feel like it made me more selfless than before I came in. It opened my eyes to so many different ways of living and so many different people that I never would have met had I not taken that opportunity and done that. But at the end of the day, to me, it was just a job that I did. And yes, it carried higher risks, but it also had some higher rewards too, that that we all weigh before we make that choice, that you may not know what they are until after you've lived through it.
I really appreciate that insight, because it's like, for me, I guess I feel a little intimidated talking with someone who's active duty or is a veteran, because I feel like stupid in a way, but it's like, how would I know? And so the only way I'm going to know is to ask and to be curious. And of course, like to Mike's point, it's like, everyone is serving in a different way. You know, it's like you said, it could be a doctor, it could be behind a desk, like whatever, it's just different jobs. So bringing more of like the curiosity to it of like, how did you serve? You know, what did you do? Did you like it? Did you not like it? You know, just questions like we bring to anyone, because we're all different. And as I'm getting older, I guess I just feel a little more comfortable with my uncomfortableness, and that it's like, how would I know? There's no way I could know. I can talk to my brother-in-law about his service, but that's completely different, you know, than anyone else's. So I appreciate that insight. One other, I guess, if we want to just, if there's anything else to add before, well, you don't know what I'm going to say. So I guess you don't know if you want to add anything before I'm going to say this, but I guess a round of like, thank yous, perhaps. Two people that come to mind are Rosemary Denouden, the CEO of the Humble IPA, for just being on board with this, for being open to it. You know, that's the beauty of the IPA, is that we just kind of, you know, someone has an idea and then we bring it to a team, and we've got a small crew, so we can just kind of do it or not do it. And then also Lisa Green, who's done a lot of things behind the scenes to get forms done. And, you know, she's a go-getter, that one. So if anyone else has anyone to thank, we can put that in here.
Yeah, definitely. I would like to thank Green Diamond. They have been amazing to work with and super jazzed and excited about being able to open up the McKay Trail System for this race for us. Also, the county has been involved with, you know, there's portions of their course that are county property. And so Robert Vogt has been a key player in just helping streamline, get permits and everything. Since none of us have ever hosted a race before, I know a lot of us have participated in a lot of races. Terry Brownman Little, she's one of the directors of the Humboldt Bay Marathon, and she has been instrumental in just like walking us through different deadlines and just steps and connecting us with all the people to make sure we're getting the right insurance and everything. And then Megan Carstensen has done all of our graphic designs and flyers, and she's totally donated her time and creativity for this project. And also Six Rivers Running has hosted our race, posted the link to the registration. They're letting us borrow all their equipment for the race, and they're going to be there. Gary Timmick, the president of Six Rivers, is a veteran, and he's going to be out there during the race, helping with the times and everything. So thank you to everyone.
That's awesome.
I just wanted to say thank you to both Mike and especially Ella, because all of those things, all of those people that she listed, those are all outreach that she's done or connections that she's made. Sure, the idea for this race originated here at the IPA, but connecting with her and having her take the reins on it is the reason why it has so much life to it. This idea has so much life. So thank you guys.
Thank you.
This is amazing. It's like community ideas, you know, connections. It's like, that's this podcast. That's what's going to be happening on November 13th. And that's, you know, the hope of this event, and that this is the inaugural event, and that our hopes is that it can just be an annual event. So thank you. Anything else to say? Anything else that anyone would like to add to this episode?
Yeah, if I could just give a final plug, just thanks to everybody who's volunteered to make this happen. You know, if you're into running, it's a really cool, pretty flat course if you want to get a fast 5 or 10K time. If you're not into running, come out anyway. It's still going to be a blast. You can walk the entire thing. It's a beautiful walk, and then we'll have a fun social event after. I mean, it's really for everybody. If you're a veteran or you know a veteran, come out and take part. If you're not, come out and take part. Like, it's definitely inclusive. Everybody is invited. I think it's gonna be a really good time. I think especially in this era of, you know, we're all, you know, tired to one extent or another with the COVID that just won't go away. And it's frustrating. God willing, I think this is a event that's still going to happen, and it's all outside, right? It's a pretty wide trail, and the event afterwards all outside. So I think it's, you know, reasonably well set up for the times that we're in. And I think all of us are kind of craving something that's social and outdoors and still, you know, reasonably safe. So I think it's going to be a really good time and a good event. And I'm excited to be just a small part of it. I think Irina and Ella have really taken the torch on it. But yeah, I just encourage everybody to come out and give it a whirl. And hopefully we'll keep it going every year. It'll be an annual.
Wonderful. Thank you. We look forward to the event, and we'll have more of the resources listed on the at the end of this episode, and that you can always find more information at humbleipa.com and our Facebook pages. And so thank you so much, everybody, for being part of this podcast and this event.
Priority Care Center offers addiction services for patients over the age of 16. Patients will work with a safe, supportive, professional, and understanding care team to identify personal needs and develop goals. Ask us about accessing these services at the Priority Care Center by calling 707-442-0478 or at PriorityCareCenter.com.
I'm back with Ella to tell us a little bit more about what she does at the VA clinic in Eureka. Hi, Ella.
Hi, thanks.
Yes, thanks again for joining us. So why don't we just jump right in and you tell us what's going on at the VA clinic.
Okay. So I've already said that I'm a nurse and I'm a health coach at our VA here in Eureka. One of the things that I get to explore with coworkers and with our veterans is their mission, aspiration, and purpose, and really helping them think about what are their unique gifts, talents, and passions, and how are they living according to what matters most. So this has been like a really exciting new focus for us at the VA, where we're really just wanting to get to know our patients better and just help empower them to live their best life. And then we're also realizing how important it is for us as healthcare workers to invest in ourselves in a way so that we can have more to pour out to our patients, to our families, and to our community.
That's awesome. That's for wellness coaching. That's the premise of wellness coaching as well, is strength based. What are some, you know, what's a conversation or a couple of conversations that come to mind? Like when you have talked to people, what are some things that, you know, stand out to you?
Just for example, I have a patient in triage and I'm just asking, hey, what matters most to you in your life right now? And the other day I had a patient tell me that poker is the most important thing to him. And it's just like really helps you to see that other person as a unique individual with just passions. And I mean, it's just surprising, you know, you never know what they'll say.
So they said playing poker.
Yeah.
It's like so funny because like I don't play. I don't even really, I mean, I know the concept of poker, but I can never keep like the hands, what is higher than another in mind. But for someone else, it's like, you know, they're playing with others or, you know, that just means so much to them. And so then I have to imagine your follow-up questions are like, what is it about poker that you love? And then, you know, how else, you know, whether it's actually playing poker or how else, it makes me think of like, so I talk about mindfulness and like breathing exercises and having those quiet moments, those activities of singular mental focus. I talk about that a lot in wellness coaching and what meditation and breathing exercises can offer to us. And so I was asking someone, this is a couple of years ago, you know, what is it, what's something in your day that you do or in your week or, you know, month, whatever, that gives you that singular mental focus, something that you really focus on, just that? And he took a couple of minutes and he said, You know what I would think that it is chainsaw when I'm chainsawing. And I said, yeah, he's like, because I can't think of anything else while I'm doing that. I said, you're right. Like, so if that's the thing that brings you, you're just paying attention to that one thing. And he said, yeah, my mind is so clear and I feel so calm when I'm done. And it was so odd to me because I've never run a chainsaw. They're actually quite scary to me. But it's like you can appreciate that that's like, you know, what does it for him?
Yeah, it's super fun. And yeah, for him, it was, yeah, like you said, what is it about poker that's so important to you? And for him, it was just getting out of the house and being around other people. And that's that human connection piece is so vital to all of us.
You had mentioned that, you know, the self-care piece of like having to focus on, you know, in healthcare, it's basically a requirement, or mental health, you know, any of the fields of taking care of others, the providers, you know, it is, it's not just a side thought. It's like part of the job, almost part of what's expected of us to take care of ourselves, because we can't take care of others. What are some things, you know, that you mentioned it a little bit in our other segment, that you personally do to help you take care of you so you can take care of others?
Oh, thanks for asking. Yeah. So I've probably all heard it said, love your neighbor as yourself. And one of the questions I think a lot about is, how are we loving ourselves? You can't pour out from an empty cup. So how can we do a better job filling our own cups? And for me, I have discovered, and our whole health process, just, you know, with the mission, aspiration, purpose, just exploring that for myself has helped me realize that being active with others is how I that meaningful connection with other people. So whether it's being with friends or taking on my lunch break with a friend, taking my kids is like the best way that I know to fill my own cup. And it just re-energizes me and refreshes me to help other people discover what that is for them.
That's great. Yeah. And it's like when you know kind of that cornerstone or keystone habit of yourself, because it's different for all of us, then it's like when you recognize that you're getting off the path a little bit, that it's like, oh yeah, the thing I haven't been doing is, you know, haven't been doing this, or, you know, the thing I need to, you know, you're feeling stressed or you're not sleeping well, whatever. It's like, I need to get back to that thing. And I think that's, it's important for all of us to know. And that's awesome that for you and the run coming up, I mean, that's really going to make your cup overflow to have all.
Oh, thank you. Wow.
That's so awesome.
It hits all the things for me. Yeah.
And you're so good. I mean, one of your strengths is clearly the details, working on the details, because it's like you have just been the driving force in this run, you and Irina. And she has said a number of times that it's like the connections you've made, the, you know, things that you're checking off the to-do list. So clearly that is one of your strengths, is just like organizing and then making these events a reality.
Yeah. Thanks, Juliet. It's been kind of a process of realizing that, I mean, obviously I've never organized a race or helped, but I enjoy connecting with others. So working together with you guys at the Humble IPA, connecting with Green Diamond and the county. And I've really loved getting to be a part of it. It's been super fun.
That's awesome. We are very much appreciative of having this connection with you and just knowing more about what the VA does. Speaking of that, how many people would you say are served by the VA? You know, I don't really actually know much of what goes on there. Do people come there for, you know, tell us more about like what people, what services and who can access, you know, going to the VA in Eureka?
Yeah. Thanks for checking in on that. So yeah,
We serve a pretty large rural community. I mean, Humboldt County, we serve people all the way up in Crescent City and out in Willow Creek and all the way down to Shelter Cove and Garberville. So we've got a pretty broad region of people that we serve. And our clinic, we offer, of course, primary care. And then we've got anything from like optometry to urology. We've got a great, like a homeless care team. We've got home-based primary care. We have podometry. So we've got quite a spectrum. Oh, mental health is a huge part of what we do as well. And then our dietitian, I'd love to brag about what Tessa is doing at our clinic. She's she has a whole foods cooking class for our veterans. She has walking groups. She does a move weight management group and active yoga classes for our veterans. And she also teaches yoga for our staff. One of the projects that we're really excited about that we started in this past year, and I think it's similar to what you guys are doing at the Humboldt IPA, is our Employee and Veteran Garden Project. And this has been a super exciting learning adventure for all of us. It's a space that benefits our staff and veterans in being outdoors, exercising, consuming fresh produce, and community building. This week, for example, we're hosting a Compost 101 meeting at the garden for our staff and our veterans. And we'll be inviting the group to save their kitchen compost for the next 2 weeks. And then they'll bring back their compost October 1st to contribute to the garden compost bin. So those are just some of the things that we're doing. And I was telling you about how, you know, important it is for us as healthcare workers to invest in our own health. Another project that we're really proud of is our employee wellness space that we created during the pandemic. It's a space in our clinic where we have a library for employees to enjoy books. And we have a workout area with yoga mats and weights and ability to live stream workouts on a big TV. So there's a lot of exciting things that we've gotten going this year, and just trying to do good in our little corner, our little clinic.
That is so impressive, all of those things, you know, taking care of others, taking care of your own, and then, you know, all that's especially in this past year, and everyone's just trying to keep their head above water in a way. And so recognizing that, you know, I saw this quote, I'm not going to exactly say it the right way, but it's, you know, we're not in the same boat. Like we're not in this, none of us are, we're in the same storm, but you know, some people have yachts, some people just have their oar. And so it's like, but we can all try and just, you know, look out for our circle in a way, and our extended circle. And that's exactly what you guys are doing. Thank you so much for being part. We're so lucky that you're a part of our community.
Oh yeah. And I just think it's so fun. I've seen so many parallels with what you guys are doing at the Humboldt IPA too. I just think we all should be so proud of these organizations in our community that are just trying to do so much to create wellness and foster community and just really help people live their best lives.
Absolutely. So is the VA, I mean, it's open to veterans, and is it just, you know, if you're a veteran, you can just call your organization and then get connected to services. Is that how it goes?
So any veteran, I mean, most veterans are eligible to come get established with care if they're within our region that we serve. So
wonderful.
Yeah.
So another question is, you know, you specifically, you spoke about this a little bit between the last segment and this one, but in your opinion, Ella, what is something that one person can do to make a difference in their corner of the world?
Okay. Well, I'm going to share a quote with you. Howard Thurman said, don't ask what the world needs, ask what makes you come alive and go do it. Because what the world needs is people who have come alive. So to me, that goes back to what's your mission, aspiration, and purpose? What are your unique gifts, talents, and passions? And just go do it, you know? And for me, getting to be a part of organizing this race is part of that for me. Getting to be a nurse and help people discover what makes them come alive so that they can live their best life. That's how I'm making a difference in my little corner.
That's beautiful. And it's like such a great, like, you know, it's common to think of like, you know, needing to make more money. Like, what is a way to make more money, you know? And then it's like, well, what is a need going on? And so it's like, that's not what's going to make you necessarily happy unless you're making money with a passion of yours. And so thinking of like, we don't need to change who we are. We just need to be the best self. Like, I need to be the best me. You need to be the best you. And that looks different for all of us. And so that's what I'm realizing about myself, of like, my inherent strengths are the things that I use in wellness coaching all the time. And that's why I think it's like helping people makes me, listening to people and having them realize their best selves, that's what feeds me. So it's like, that's how I see this job, you know, that's how I think I could be so good at this job, is because I'm using my strengths in this position. That's a beautiful quote. I love that quote. Thank you for sharing that.
Yeah.
Well, thanks, Ella, again for your time. And again, just meeting you and knowing what you guys are doing over there. Anything else that you would like to share with our listeners?
Yeah, I think I'll just share one more quote. Live a life worth their sacrifice. This to me is the heart behind the Veterans Day event that we're putting on. It's, we're not only honoring those who served, but we're trying to create momentum behind this idea of how are we all living our best possible lives in light of that sacrifice.
That's beautiful. Thank you, Ella. We will be talking again and hopefully doing more projects with you in the future.
Yes, thank you so much.
The Priority Care Center is located on Harrison Ave in Eureka, and we provide primary care, mental health counseling, care coordination, wellness coaching to people with the following insurance types: Anthem PPO, Blue Shield HMO, Anthem Blue Cross HMO, and Blue Lake Rancheria. Thank you for listening to Humboldt Healthcast, brought to you ad-free by the Humboldt Independent Practice Association. Our host is me, Juliet Ferry. Our editor is Joseph Burkett. Original music produced by Justin Locke. Our producers are Irina Estes, Jessica Osborne Staffness, Vanessa Verdiak, and Robin Baker. Special thanks to Rosemary Denouden for making this project possible. Please share, subscribe, like, and comment. We are always looking to improve and welcome your feedback. You can find us on Facebook on the Priority Care Center page and on Instagram at PCC School-Based Health Center. Be part of the good, Humboldt.